Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program. Brand new series that we promised you coming up tonight, the Magnetic Ring of Fire. We're going to start a series on Earth in Turmoil. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've been around the country, if you've seen the news nationally or universally for that matter, you can see everything is in chaotic, a magnetic fire. What does that mean? The Earth has a magnetic field. And the way we've been treating it, we're in for a shock. There could be, as what we would describe, as a reversal or a flip. And that could be devastating. There could be problems that would last, and problems that could endanger your life and others as well. So call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that Pastor Buddy's on the air tonight, and I've got a great message for you to talk to you. We're not going to talk about shocking you. But things were bad, ladies and gentlemen. You notice the violent weather changes. You know what Christ said in Matthew 24? That he predicted that these times would come, and here they are. And the reason that they're here is because of the things that we're going to talk about in this series. I want you to stay tuned. Like I say, I want you to call somebody and tell them. Now, we've got a new program over on WWCR on Sunday night. We've had a tremendous response from that time slot. It's prime time, 9 o'clock, when most of the Christians are in church. The people that really want to know what's going on, they turn to shortwave, just like they do here on 5070. So the response has been overwhelming. Everyone wanting a calendar. We caught on the Sunday night. We taught the first of the series that we're going to do on the Sabbath. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people interested. And all of these people that contacted me were new people. So we're very encouraged about that. And we got a new set of calendars in. I want to remind everybody that what I'm behind on, I've worked tirelessly all day long. We've got about 15 orders here ready to go out with brand new calendars, every one of them, some with two in them that's been ordered. And like I say, the response for the lunar calendar that Brother Steve has done a good job on and put together, we've had a lot of requests for it, and we're still behind. Please don't give up. We've got brand new tracks in that we just got printed for you, and so we'll be sending you a brand new Hallelujah track. And, of course, the old Familiar track, Do You Know Your Creator by Name? We are including that, and we've got a brand new CD. The guy that did this CD on the Sabbath, the Lunar Sabbath, he did a good job on that. So we'll be including that before you in the package that you're going to be getting. And I'm right here in the middle of a mail jam that you won't believe, and we're so thankful for it, that people are turning in this last critical day in the ring of fire. You see, when the Bible says that there would be earthquakes and famines and, waves of the sea roaring. Well, what causes all this? Well, we're gonna get into this and tell you that we are nearing the time of the crossing. We're gonna continue on that thought with the magnetic occurrences when they do produce a lot of the people. Now, it's mainly the magnetic compass we're talking about, because we know that the Earth is magnetic. It's mainly generated in the very hot molten core of the planet, if it's got one. And nobody's ever proven that, although we know that the Earth is an inferno. I mean, you look at the earthquakes and molten lava and active volcanoes and things of this nature that's come to pass and probably existed throughout most of Earth's lifetime. We know that there's been a magnetic pole shift in the past, and the magnetic field is larger than that of a dipole, by which we mean that it has one north pole and one south pole. And at these places, a compass needle will point straight down or up, respectively. It is often described as being similar in nature. And ladies and gentlemen, you can believe one thing, that there is things happening to the magnetic pole that seems to indicate that the magnetic pole is drifting. Alarmingly. And that ain't good. There's going to be some repercussions. So, there's a much scaled down variation in the Earth's field, which is quite different from that of a bar magnet. Now, it's different. In any event, we can say that there's currently two poles observed on the surface of the Earth, one in the northern hemisphere, and one in the southern, with the northern pole drifting. Now, by magnetic reversal or flip, we mean the process by which the north pole is transformed into the south pole, and the south pole becomes the north pole. Now, interestingly, the magnetic field may sometimes only undergo an excursion rather than a reversal, and that's what we're hoping for. We know we're going to get one. We know she's going to shift. We don't know where it's going to be, like an excursion rather than a reversal. Now, it suffers a large decrease in its overall strength when it's only an excursion, or the poles themselves shift without the earth plate shift. Now, if it's the earth plate, man, it's going to generate some shaking. And, you know, the Bible speaks about the whole earth will shake. If you go to the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, this is right after Armageddon. This is right after Satan gathers the forces of evil and appears on earth. And then we have what we describe as the time of Jacob's trouble. Now, if it's only an excursion, the field does not reverse, but later regenerate itself with the same polarity. That is, the north remains north and the south remains south, with quite a bit of magnetic energy being disposed. Or, if you will, it's going to suffer a decrease. By suffering a decrease, you'll find a lot of the modern gadgets that the Earth, satellites and things of this nature, are going to malfunction either way. So, you can get into getting used to things not being normal. Computers could possibly break down. There could be satellite disruptions, solar flares. We're already having those, and ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not, we've had some of the largest solar flares that's ever been measured. So something is going on in the magnetic patterns found in the Earth's magnetic field. Now, we know, again, that it's undergone numerous reversals of polarity. We can see this in the magnetic patterns that is found in the volcanic rock, especially those recovered from the ocean floor. In the last 10 million years, there have been, on average, 4 or 5 reversals per million years. Now, what happens when we have this astrological coffin? Everybody talks about it as 20 and 12. At December the 21st, we have what is known as the crossing of the Great Dark Hole. The Earth and the light from the Milky Way, it's going to shine right down into that dark hole. Now, I'm saying that there is a strong possibility. No one has ever seen Satan. Everybody thinks he's a figment. Everybody thinks he's a process of the mind. Everybody thinks he is the alter ego of Yahweh. But we know that if the fallen angels, those that rebelled, if this is true, according to the book of Enoch, Preston and I was talking today about the hard things that you have to go through with to learn about what Enoch, the book of Enoch, is all about. 99% of Christians have never read it. They might have heard about it. They might have read an extract, but most of the people have never really sat down and read the book of Enoch, where that there was a large contingent of rebel angels, 200 as the book of Enoch says, who had defaulted, or if they had disobeyed Yahweh's will for angels not to marry and to mix. And they came down and mated and mixed. And therefore, there was a great upheaval in the earth with the flood. The earth became magnetic wobbly, if you will, at that point. And we increased time 5 1/4 days because of the wobble instead of 360 at the time the book of Enoch stresses it, it was a perfect 360-day year. And after the fall, evidently there was a wobble or a slowing or a slight wobble, and we now have this magnetic Earth feel, which now we know that we're having upheavals, and only it's going to get worse. Measurements have been made of the Earth's magnetic field more or less continuously since 1840. Some measurements go even back to the 1500s. For example, at Greenwich in London, we look forward to, or back to that trend in the strength of a magnetic field over this time. For example, the so-called dipole moment shown in the graph that truly demonstrates that we can see a downward trend. Indeed, projecting this forward in time should suggest zero dipole moment in about 1500 to 1600 years' time. This is one reason why some people believe that the field may be in the early stages of a reversal. We also know from the studies of the magnetism of the minerals in ancient clay pots that the Earth's magnetic field was approximately, now listen to this, approximately twice as strong in Roman times as it is now. Even so, the current strength of the magnetic field is as high as it has been in the last 50,000 years. Even if it is nearly 800,000 years since the last reversal, let's say, also bearing in mind that what I have said about the excursions of some magnetic shifts only being excursions instead of complete shifts, and knowing what we do about the properties of the mathematical models of a magnetic field, it is far from clear, that we can easily extrapolate to 1,500 years. And we have no complete record of the history of any reversal. We don't have that in our repertoire, just like we don't have one example in the Bible of Israel ever keeping a 50-year cycle of letting the Jubilee cycle come in. And so then, on a human time scale, the mathematical simulations seem to suggest, listen to this now, this is very careful, for a full reversal may take about 1 to several years to complete, and this is, by geological standards, fast, but slow on a human scale also. But notice this. Since the Roman times, 2,000 years ago, what they're predicting is that we are past due for a reversal. Now, you believe in fate. You know that the end is written from the very beginning. We do know that the people on the earth in the last days will be eating and drinking and being merry, and this will come suddenly, whatever it's going to come. And it could be this pole reversal that'll shake everything to its core. And that which cannot be shaken will remain. And as long as there's a sun and a moon in the heavens, the Bible says that Israel, Yahweh's special people, Yahweh's family, those that are called by His name, will remain. Now, let's talk about the danger to life. Is there any danger in a reversal? Almost certainly not. The Earth's magnetic field is contained within a region of space known as the magnetosphere. By the action of the solar winds, the magnetosphere deflects many but not all of the high-energy particles that flow from the sun and the solar wind and from other sources in the galaxy. have more to fear from the asteroid belt, which we are soon to experience, as we have in the past, an encounter with something in the debris field that could knock out much of the energy of the Earth. We could be shook to the core and the foundation. For example, when there are many sunspots, and it could send clouds of high energy particles in the direction of the Earth, during such solar flares and coronal mass ejections, astronauts in Earth orbit may need extra shelter to avoid the higher doses of radiation, and for the last 10 years, that's what they've been doing. Therefore, we know that the Earth's magnetic field offers only some rather than complete resistance to particle radiation from space. And indeed, high energy particles can actually be accelerated with the magnetosphere in this condition. At the Earth's surface, the atmosphere acts as an extra blanket to stop all but most of the energetic movement of the solar and galactic radiation. And in the absence of a magnetic field, the atmosphere would still stop most of the radiation. And indeed, the atmosphere shields us from the high energy radiation as effectively as a concrete layer some 13 feet. Now, let me interject this. One of the prophecies in the last days that the sun will move closer, or the Earth as a result of some type of wobble or the change of orbit, that the Earth will move in or the sun will move in, one or the other, until we will be scorched with great energy, high radiation energy, and that men will curse Yahweh for the extreme heat. Did you know that that could be any moment? Human beings have been on the Earth for many thousands and thousands of years. Religion says that the Earth was created 6,000 years ago. But they don't understand. The introduction of Adam and the records that have been kept was for a special family. That family has been on Earth about 6,000 years. And at the end of that 6,000 years, we're promised a millennial, which the expanse of that time will be 7,000 years. And seven is complete. We'll have, if we measure a year at 365 and a quarter days, that's going to be quick, because we have passed almost the 6,000 year. We're almost in that millennial time. Now notice this. At that time, the Bible says in Isaiah 66, connected to the time frame, that in that day we will observe the lunar Sabbath. Isaiah 66:23. Now, I don't know what kind of a Sabbath you're observing while the Earth's magnetic ring of fire is closing in, but you might want to think of changing your timekeeping to include. Now, we have this calendar that we talked about that is, over the years, been very popular with people because it's a very complicated calendar, the lunar, because, see, man has taken away all of the knowledge. They don't really turn to the lunar as a part of the development of time. But Yahweh, the wise one that he is, says emphatically, it's not going to be a solar calendar in the end time. That's definite. So you sober people better get off if you can and get with it. it's not going to be a Gregorian calendar when this great magnetic method of navigation in time, when it reaches the 7,000-year millennial, at that time, the Bible says, we will from one new moon to the other, and to one Sabbath to the other. Now, you go ahead and figure how that you can keep a Sabbath without observing the new moon. And these dumb prophets, I mean, they act like a bunch of silly women. They've got no development of brain. Spiritually speaking, they're dumb. Dumbed down dogs that can't bark. I mean, they'll go on and laugh at this, the lunar calendar, call us lunatics. And Yahweh himself said that in the millennial, Isaiah 66:23, 22 and 23 and 24, that we are going to observe the lunar. It's going to survive, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what you say. It's going to survive before the saints to possess the kingdom. Now, I do believe that leading up to this, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Look for one to start any time. We've got to have that third world war that Albert Pike predicted. The Illuminati, or the Earth's great ones, are going to make hard times. They're already predicting gas to go to $5 in America. It does. With a taxed load that the citizens of the United States are carrying out, there's going to be some type of recompense. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. An insurrection. I don't know where it's going to be a revolution. I don't know where it's going to, and don't look like it's going to be a revolution, because anything they want us to do, we do. But it's coming to the point where we cannot, well, they have squeezed the lemon, or the lifeblood, if you will, out of the will and desire of the righteous to ever see a time when we're going to have the time of perfect balance, a balance to grow in the field, to stabilize, and to grow alum seeds, which today the destruction ability of those who rule over us, so that we would have to turn to them for our foodstuffs, and about 80% of food grown in America today, and for that matter, probably around the world, is already GMO'd to grow in an environment, in a earth or in a soil that has been produced with certain elements, chemical elements, if you will. That's why you see them spraying in the sky. That's why that you see the fluid flow from these planes that most everybody, and this is so amazing how we can be so deceived. You can show somebody a chemtrail, and they'll swear to you it's a contrail. It's almost, I mean, you look at their eyes when you tell them, and you point out that cannot be a contrail, has to be a chemtrail, and they'll go on their way. And their eyes are hollow. Their mind is not connected to it, like somebody has unplugged the sockets. So these revealed reversals in the polarity also affect the mind. But where is it in the promise that Yahweh will awaken Israel? That promise is just as real today as it is true that we have been dumbed down, and we are blind, and we are ignorant and unlearned, and we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It's a complicated time that we live in. It is one of the most awesome periods to live, and it's one of the most fearful to live in this time. Now, the Bible does say that the righteous are taken from the time to come. Now, we know that some of the animals, and we can see a great disturbance. Just over the holiday, we found whales, birds, and things of this nature that they are now being forced, something is forcing them to beach and to fall out of the sky dead, besides pretend they don't know. Oh, we know what it is. We know what's causing these magnetic trips, even in the guidance system of the migrational birds. They're confused. Look at the honeybee. I mean, he's practically disappearing from the earth. And do you know why? So the greatest nature assistance helper, the bee, has been such a blessing. Yahweh knew what he was doing when he created that little bee to spread the pollen, nature's pollen, from flower to flower and things of this nature, and it produced what is called an abundance of fruit and food. Now, with those trying to control the food, they need to kill off Yahweh's nature. Now, they can still create food after the bee's gone. The only thing that they need is for the honeybee to be gone so that he cannot pollinate. And anything that grows in the ground will have to be in a reversed mode, just like we're having the possibility of a magnetic reversal, that we're having a time when we'll not be able to grow food from the heirloom. They won't exist. They're slowly waiting for all those seeds to be killed through the strength of this proposal of trying to destroy the very elect. And if they can do that, ladies and gentlemen, if they can control you to go to Walmart to hand out you a food card rationing card, and you can't have this card unless you play ball, you'll be locked out. This is what's coming. And they're preparing America right now to fall to its knees in these reversal times. There's going to be great fear. It's going to be a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. And do you know why? Because that's to their interest to keep you dumbed down, to keep you in a point where that you will be controllable. And if that happens, what do we see on the earth's surface if there is a reversal? Well, we know, again, that there's not going to be too much a problem except with a reversal to the point that the poles would shift to where the north becomes south and south would become north. That's going to bring about a problem where that it's unpredictable. Considering that ships and planes and anything else is steered by the Earth's magnetic field, then it's less than reliable when it's reeling and rocking. And that will bring confusion. See, we're such a fragile society built on electronics made by man. We no longer depend on nature to provide the assistance and the models that is being projected today, that rocks in the ancient lava flow in Oregon suggest that for a brief erratic span about 16 million years ago, magnetic north shifted as much as 6 degrees per day. Well, we're shifting heating quite a bit at 6 degrees per day. After a little more than a week, a compass needle would have pointed toward Mexico City. That's how fast this thing can do this. And the lava catches Earth's magnetic field in the act of reversing itself, magnetic north heads south. And over about 1,000 years, the field does a complete flip-flop. While the Oregon data is controversial, Earth scientists that projected the model agree that the geological evidence as a whole of the paleomagnetic record proves that such reversals happened many times over the past billion years when they projected the Earth is 4.5. With the past billion years, we've had many, many reversals, and the evidence, according to scientists, agrees with it. Now, some reversals occurred within a few 10,000 years of each other. That's a short time, says Los Alamos scientist Gary Glatzemer. And there are other periods where no reversals occurred for tens of millions of years. How do these flip-flops happen? And at such erratic intervals? And why? The geological data, invaluable to show what happened, registers only a mute shrug when it comes to the deeper questions. In other words, it's not answered. Science can't answer it. For that matter, that is why instead of quietly fading away as magnetic fields do when left to their own devices, Earth's magnetic field is still going strong after billions of years. Einstein is said to have considered it one of the most important unsolved problems in physics. With a year of computing on Pittsburgh's Cray C90-200 for 2,000 hours of processing, Glatzemer and collaborator Paul Roberts of UCLA took a big step forward toward some answers. Their numerical model of the electromagnetic fluid dynamical process of Earth's interior reproduced key figures of magnetic field over 40,000 years of simulated time. To top it off, the computer-generated field reversed itself within this time. We weren't expecting it, says Roberts. We were delighted that this gave us confidence that we've built a credible bridge between theory and the paleomagnetic data. Their surprising results, reported as a cover story in Nature in 1995, provides an inner Earth view of geomagnetic phenomena that has been seen and observed and or anticipated by theory, and this theory model worked perfect. So within 40,000 years, give or take, and an average of 10 in some cases, we have a coherent explanation of magnetic field reversal that is a distinct possibility, and science is alarmed now that the magnetic energy and the Earth in upheaval with what they call global warming, and if you see what's happening here, it is warming at the North Pole, and the weather between the North and the South has got so inconsistent that weather is changing practically all over the world. Now, some theory, or theorize, if you will, that this is man-made. And yet the Bible, whether it's man-made or not, and I tend to agree that at least two-thirds of it is man-made, the other one-third that they need to bring this about is only left up to a higher power or Mother Nature, depending on which side you're on. I'll take the higher power. that prophesied in Matthew 24 that these days would come upon us and that there would be fire, earth, smoke, the waves of the sea would be roaring. Do you see that? Do you see that the earth is being poisoned, the waters are turning red, blood red, with all of the pollution? The ocean is full of junk, man-made, and the stuff that man has made to dump in the ocean, including, now get this now, there's hundreds and hundreds of barrels of radioactive material, enough to pour one barrel. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just a disaster waiting to happen. It's going to happen before the end of the time. Earth's magnetic field evolving for about 9,000 years before and during an act of assimilated reversal, the outer circle indicates the fluid outer core boundary and the inner circle the solid core. The left hemisphere shows in this demonstration how that they figured this model out, and it worked perfect, like they theorized that it would. Now, why? At about 36,000 years into the simulation, the magnetic field reversal reversed its dipole polarity over a period of 1,200 years. And we had what the scientists described as a perfect model of what could happen and will happen. It's just a matter of time. Now, will compasses point south? If we have a reversal, is it going to point south? Well, nobody really knows, but the theory is, yes, it will. Now, think about the navigation charts, the GPSs, and everything that's tied to this great, if you will, technology belt that we've got. It's going to fall off at our waist and be useless. And the collapse of the Earth's magnetic field, which both guards the planet and guides many of its creatures, appears to have started in earnest about 150 years ago. The field's strength has waned 10 to 15%, and the deterioration has accelerated of late, increasing debate over whether it portends a reversal of the lines of the magnetic force that normally evokes the earth, and during a reversal, the main field, as it weakens and almost vanishes, then reappears with opposite polarity. Afterward, compass needles that normally point north would point south, and during the thousands of years of transition, much of the heavens would go askew. Now, what does that mean? Much of the heavens and earth would go askew. A reversal could knock out power grids, hurt the astronauts, like I told you, warp the satellites, make them useless. And ladies and gentlemen, if that happens, we're back to the horse and buggy days. We're going to be thrown back 100 years to the point of, if you don't know how to survive and fight and obey the nature of Mother Nature, it could send polar auroras flashing to the equator and confusing birds, fish, and migratory animals that rely on the steadiness of the magnetic field as a navigation aid. But experts said the repercussions would fall short of catastrophic trends despite a few proclamations of doom and sketchy evidence of path length between field reversals and species of the extinction. Now, let me show you something. Although a total flip may be hundreds of thousands of years away, the problem is it could be tomorrow. as the time is ticking down to the rapid decline in magnetic strength, which is already damaging satellites. Now, is Yahweh going to prepare in the last days? He's going to laugh at man and his calamity? That's what he said he would do. I mean, man that has trusted in his superior knowledge, the God knowledge of this world. We've got a trio of new satellites called Swarm. Now, they're already monitoring the collapsing field with far greater precision than before, and this is aiding scientists in forecasting this prospective state of probabilities. Now, Dr. Gaither Hewlett, a French geophysicist working on the satellite plan, says, I'm personally quite convinced that we should be able to work out the first predictions by the end of the mission, that we will know for sure. Do they already know? Are they preparing themselves? Are you in their plan? Or are you going to be sacrificed to the gods of ignorance? Now, the Bible says, be ye also ready, for you know not what hour. And when they say peace and safety, of course they're not going to tell you to be alarmed about anything. Oh yes, the scientists know properly what to say. They're afraid to say anything other than the state-sponsored geopolitical correct line. Deep inside the Earth, the magnetic field arises as the fluid core oozes with hot currents of molten iron, and this mechanical energy gets converted into electromagnesium, and it is known as the geodynamo. In a car generator, the same principle turns mechanical energy into electricity, and that's what we're getting. No one really knows precisely why the field periodically reverses. But scientists say that the responsibility probably lies with the changes in the turbulent flows of molten iron, which they envision as similar to the churning gases that make up the clouds that surround Jupiter. Now, let me give you a little tidbit of speculation from Pastor Buddy. I do believe at the appointed time, now, if you look in astrologically, we have the point of crossing. The Mayans predicted this thousands of years ago, that we were going to meet in the middle of the end of the procession when it turns around, and it takes thousands of years for this to develop. And right at this present time, there is a prophecy, both in the Mayan and the Hopi Indians, and the Cherokees as well, that they have a prophecy that says in this day when the sky falls, basically what it looks like from the bottom at that vantage point, that the sky would be falling. If there's a atmospheric disturbance to the point that the Bible predicts that will happen, the heavens is going to be literally shaken. And we could have the sun coming up in the west if there's a reversal. Now, wouldn't that be something? Now, when that happens, let me ask you a question. And I'm fascinated myself by the possibility. Now, remember, I taught you before on this when we were on Y2K, back in the days of Y2K. I told you that Y2K would just be a pretense. People were scared. And then when it all fell and went by and nothing happened, people are, you know, they're skeptical about what could happen now. You can't get them to do nothing. They won't come together. They won't pray. They won't fast. They won't work and love each other. They're fighting and arguing among themselves and everybody else or anybody else that will argue with them. That's all they want to do. They don't want to prepare their minds and their bodies in a natural way. You see, the day that you're carrying your GPS, you want to go somewhere and it don't work. When you see the birds falling out of the sky, you know that that's not working. You better begin to look up. When you do, you could get into the days that I've talked about. And that is when Yahweh reverses the fields and the energies through these varieties of disruption that I've talked about, the bursts of radiation and things of this nature, it's going to be deadly. The sun is going to scorch men with heat and the moon fail to give her light because we're having a comet-like tail of magnetospheric extensions that is going to be on a planetary scale, which is going to bring winds and storms of deadly particles, and nobody's ready for that except the government. They're gonna burrow into the earth. They're gonna try to ride it out. They're gonna try to escape the ultraviolet radiation, the short invisible rays from the sun that can harm life forms and depress crop yields and raise cancer rates, causing skin cancers and cataracts, causing nervous digestive reactions, and the ozone damage from any of these one solar storms could cause the protective layers of the things that have been naturally set to protect you. It could break down and the Earth's magnetic field would become so weak it has no power to repel, and the planetary repercussions would be great, or if not catastrophic, with high levels of ultraviolet radiation that would spread down from solar regions as far south as Florida. And with many of the Earth's invisible rhythms, the field reversals are typically slow, taking anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 years to complete. So, if we are already 2,000 years into a possibility, remember within 10,000 years, they predict that this is going to happen. And so then, where do we know at the day that they say, peace and safety, oh, you don't have to worry about it. We got it all covered. We got it. Our scientists have got it all figured out. When you trust them, when you are lulled to sleep by them, when you refuse to pray, when you refuse to fast, and when you refuse to love one another, like Yahweh said in that day, he said, you better begin to look up for the redemption. Now, the redemption is only for them that love Yahweh. You know what's laid up for them that don't? Death and hell and the grave. As Mr. Johnny says on our theme song, and death follow them, and hell and fire. It's strongly suggestive that magnetic reversals is either directly or indirectly that they exert a selective force that we have never even dreamed of what the consequences could be. So then, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days, trying to find our way back home. Let's pray that the consensus on how the earth flips, that we could be able to ride through it. Would you want to live through something that you would be haunted every day or scared or in a position or helpless to do things? Well, let's pray. Did you know that Yahweh can lead us to a field of safety? Did you know that Yahweh can take care of us if we'll watch and pray? And he said, when you see these things come to pass, begin to look up. begin to look up. What are you going to see? Great signs in the heavens. Well, I'm already seeing them. I hope you are. I hope you're ready. I hope that the findings that we are finding here of the magnetic anomalies will be consistent with the computer simulations identified as the possible beginning of a flip. We postulate, Dr. Hewlett and his co-author wrote, that the new evidence reflects how the geodynamo operates before reversing. And all of the models that we have seen to test is that we are close, if not at the point, of a reversal. Let's just hope that it's just a reversal of the pole rather than the flipping. If the poles flip, north will be south and up will be down and down will be out. And now, let me finish my thought and I've got to close. I'm running out of time real quick. What if, I'll pick this up on part two of the magnetic ring of fire. That'll be tomorrow night, on Saturday night, on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'm going to tell you the possibilities that this could be the greatest blessing for Yahweh's people, the little family, because something is going to flip the switch. It'll turn our ring of fire in our brain on. It's going to light us up. We are children of light. We've had the light turned off for some reason. I believe that it's a fixing. It's fixing now. I believe it's a fixing to happen where that Yahweh will come and fight for us and give us a little strength as Satan and his angels work in the earth to destroy it and to destroy all of Yahweh's people. It ain't going to happen. Yahweh said as long as there's a sun and moon, we're going to be perfect. Yeah, all right. It's going to work. All things work good. So, I got to get out here now. I love you and I praise you. And you can write me at Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, the zip 37874. You can call me tonight on the telephone at 423-351-1082. Call me up. Let's talk about it as we get into this exciting series of the magnetic ring of fire. Monitoring the changes that's coming to the earth. The anomalies that's happening is for a sign for you. When you see all these things come to pass, you know that the time is now, even at the door. What are we going to do? Let's stand up for Yahweh. I love you tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the early show. That'll be tomorrow night, Saturday night at 8, 7 Central. Sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Miss Audrey, by Brother Bud and Brother Edward down in the great state of Mississippi, by Brother Paul. You can call him at 1-800-253-2748, and I'll see you tomorrow night, again, sponsored by the same gentleman tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you. I love you. Thank you for all the mail that we've received this week, the request for calendars. Stay with me. Don't give up, and I'll get that calendar to you. Another host of them next week will be received, so if you're on the waiting list, your calendar will be there. May Yahweh bless you. And may Yahweh keep you till the end of the days, where in that day we'll have such a power base of love and joy and peace and sweet peace that Yahweh will see that we're called by His name and they'll be afraid of us.